Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 59. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms, highs level off around 85. Chance for storms Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 70s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Pentagon officials say U.S. forces conducted self-defense strikes in southern Iran on Monday, targeting missile launch sites and Iranian boats that were attempting to place mines. And this comes as President Trump has indicated a deal with Iran to end the war with Iran is largely negotiated. The KBI investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting late Saturday in northeast Wichita. The man killed is identified as Kiam Amadi. KBI says he pointed a gun at officers and one officer fired. Amadi taken to the hospital where he died. Police in South Central Kansas are investigating a shooting that left a man hospitalized. Wichita police responded to reports of a man with a gunshot wound at the emergency room early Sunday. Police say he was shot in Conway Springs. As of now, no one is in custody. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com, with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
'Cause remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You smell that? Spring. Hibernation's over. It's time to run it. Run it till the grass becomes a lawn, and then hedges duck and cover. Then, run it again. Steel. Get up to $50 off AK battery tool sets. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Thomas County Sheriff's Office is investigating a series of vehicle burglaries and attempted vehicle theft that happened overnight in Colby. It all started just before 1 a.m. Friday when a deputy spotted suspicious activity in the parking lot of a Great Western Tire along South Country Club Drive. As the deputy moved in to check things out, a truck took off from the scene. That vehicle was later found abandoned nearby on Golden Avenue, with the suspect believed to have fled on foot. Not far from there, deputies also located a second vehicle, a Mazda sedan with a false license plate, also abandoned. Investigators say the suspect entered Colby earlier in the evening around 10:30 p.m. and over the next couple of hours is believed to have broken into multiple vehicles and targeted at least one building before being interrupted while trying to steal a truck. So far, authorities have confirmed 8 vehicles were burglarized along with one attempted building break-in. The area of concern stretches across parts of South Colby, including neighborhoods around Country Club Drive, Pine Street, Franklin Avenue, and College Drive. The Sheriff's Office is asking residents and business owners in that area to check security cameras and look for any signs of tampering with vehicles or property. Investigators have identified a person of interest and are continuing to gather information. They say several stolen items have already been recovered and returned, and at this point, it does not appear the suspect left the area with any property. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Thomas County Sheriff's Office. Authorities say they appreciate the public's help as the investigation continues. 2 adults and 2 children were injured in an accident just after 1:30 p.m. Friday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2008 Pontiac G6 driven by Brittany N. Fringer, age 28, of Hayes, was southbound on Country Club Drive, 1/2 mile south of U.S. 24, behind a 2018 RAV5 Series street sweeper driven by Matthew A. Hayes, age 50, of Colby. Fringer attempted to move into the left lane to pass and rear-ended the street sweeper. The impact pushed the street sweeper into the curb. EMS transported Fringer, Hayes, and passengers in the Pontiac, a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old girl, to Citizens Medical Center. All 4 were properly restrained. Due to drought conditions affecting northwest Kansas and the city, an executive order has been issued by the mayor placing water conservation practices in effect as of May 21st. The restrictions are as follow: outdoor watering, including irrigation of lawns, shrubs, flowers, trees, gardens, and other vegetation using portable water, is prohibited between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Properties with even number addresses may water on even numbered calendar days. Properties with odd number addresses may water on odd number calendar days. Violations of these restrictions may result in a civil penalty of $25 per day per violation. A special permit may be issued by the city office to allow for watering of newly seeded lawns or sod. Properties utilizing private wells are exempt from these restrictions. However, a private well permit must be obtained from the city office and visibly posted. The city thanks you for your cooperation. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council, Council met in regular session Wednesday, May 20th, with Mayor Dale Jacobson presiding. Council members present were Andrew Black, Craig Everly, Gerald Jones, Dale Engelbert, and Jason Jones. Council member Jim Miller was absent. Others were present for council business or to observe. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Engelbert to approve the May 6th City Council meeting minutes. Motion carried 6-0. The following building permits were presented from Jay Shelton, Dakota Dreyer, Mitch Hempler, Brock Miller, and Cheryl Roberts. Monica Wirtz with the Kansas Rural Water Association presented Kristen Bremer with her certificate of completion for the wastewater apprenticeship program. Corey Urban discussed his concerns with recent water usage and leaks. The following old business items were addressed. Alex stated Jeff is continuing to work on vehicle cleanup. City Clerk Alex McKenna reported 31 new water meters have been installed. They're in the process of testing to make sure everything is set up and working properly between the meter reading system and billing software. At the beginning of June, an additional 35 meters will be installed. Alex stated the generator for City Hall has been delivered and they're now in the process of installing. The city was awarded a USDA grant, so once the project is completed, the city will be reimbursed $20,200. Alex reported during cleanup week that 38.54 tons of commercial debris and 32.65 tons of residential waste was picked up. Mayor Jacobson invoked an executive order implementing water restrictions effective at 8 a.m. on May 21st due to the drought-like conditions. A motion was made by Andrew Black, seconded by Jason Jones, to support the executive order. Motion carried 5-0. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Andrew Black and Jason Jones, that the City Council enter executive session to discuss non-elected personnel. Those present during the executive session shall be the City Council, Mayor, City Attorney, City Clerk, and Police Chief. Vote taken. Motion carried 5-0. After four executive sessions, the Council returned to the regular meeting status. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Dale Engelbert, to offer Dallas Goslin the position of City Administrator for the City of Norton, Kansas, to commence on June 4th with a contract to be approved at the next City Council meeting on June 3rd. Motion carried 4-0 with Andrew Black abstaining. A motion was made by Jason Jones, seconded by Andrew Black, to adopt Resolution Number 6-2026, a resolution authorizing the abatement of conditions under the Environmental Code as to property within the City of Norton, Kansas. It was noted that property is located at 433 South Street. Motion carried 5-0. A motion was made by Jason Jones, seconded by Andrew Black, to adopt Resolution Number 7-2026, a resolution authorizing the abatement of conditions under the Environmental Code as to property within the City of Norton, Kansas. It was noted the property is located at 306 North Graves. Motion carried 5-0. Police Chief Mitch Lowry gave an update and report on the chamber. Andrew Black reported reported, the Public Works Committee met to discuss the Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways grant for a sidewalk from the manor to the grocery store. Andrew scheduled a Public Works Committee meeting on June 1st to further discuss the project. Andrew also stated the police department will have the second annual Glow Ride on June 18th. Dale Engelbert reminded everyone of the upcoming special meeting on May 28th, 2026 at the East Campus Auditorium to conduct a town hall regarding the City Council's proposed increase in local sales tax. Dale scheduled an ad hoc sales tax committee meeting for May 26th. Craig Everly reported the Parks Committee met and discussed the Rec Commission lease agreement. Abby stated the Rec Commission is retained council, so council members and staff need to avoid conversations about the lease agreement. A motion was made by Andrew Black, seconded by Gerald Jones, to approve the Kansas Antique Tractors application for park grandstand use on September 5th, 6th, and 7th. Motion carried 5-0. Motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Engelbert to approve appropriating ordinance number 10 as a whole. Motion carried 5-0. Motion was made by Dale Engelbert and seconded by Gerald Jones to adjourn. Motion carried 5-0. This concludes the unofficial minutes of the May 20th meeting of the Norton City Council. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. What were some of the latest trends from the cattle feedlots revealed in USDA's latest cattle on feed report? Rod Bain has the numbers.
We have more animals coming into the feedlots, fewer of them leaving. And so that is how we end up with the higher inventory on May 1 versus a year ago.
USDA livestock economist Michael McConnell summing up this month's USDA cattle on feed report. Total inventory was up 2% year over year, fueled in part by a 6% increase in April of cattle placed in feedlots from 1 year ago. However, marketings of fed cattle decreased 10% from the previous year.
That continues the pattern that we've seen through much of the year, where we've seen slower rate of marketings out of feedlots, as well as slower steer and heifer slaughter. But much of that is likely due to the fact that although beef prices have been increasing and seasonally have been higher than a year ago, the price for fed cattle right now has also been increasing, but at a higher rate. Margins for packers are not as strong now.
Due to extreme dry conditions. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
And BTN reports that landowners with acres potentially eligible to enroll as base acres for USDA commodity programs should get notification sometime in the next month informing them about their eligibility. Richard Fordyce, USDA's Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, told BTN in an interview that landowners should start to receive notifications within the next month about whether they have farmland eligible for enrollment in those base acres. Fordyce said that we're getting close to being able to send out those notifications to landowners about what base acre changes that they will have. And you are listening to Agriculture News right here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron, the Kansas Agriculture Network. Looking to stay dry across much of the state of Kansas for this afternoon, with just a very slight chance for a hit-or-miss type shower storm late in the day in far southern portions of the state. Otherwise, chances for showers and storms increasing Wednesday and into your Thursday as a slow-moving upper-level low-pressure system gradually pushes eastward out of the Texas Panhandle region and works eastward across Oklahoma, with a better chance at the more soaking rains, especially across the southern half of Kansas, where we could see some half-inch plus totals in areas like Dodge City and over to near Wichita through at least Friday morning. Thankfully, the threat for any severe weather activity looks to stay low over the next few days, and still a chance for some weekend showers and storms as well. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies with those high temperatures climbing up into the middle to upper 80s. We'll have our winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For north central Kansas for this afternoon, mostly sunny skies with high temperatures in the upper 80s to near 90. Winds a bit breezy out of the south and southeast at 10 to 20. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, sunny to partly cloudy conditions with middle to upper 80s for high temperatures. Winds will be out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Into southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sunshine with a very slight chance for a shower or storm in areas down closer to the Oklahoma border region, high temperatures in the low to mid 80s, with southeast winds 5 to 10. For south central Kansas, a blend of clouds and sun this afternoon, very slight chance for a shower or storm, highs in the middle to upper 80s, with southeast winds 5 to 15. And for southwestern Kansas, a blend of clouds and sun, slight chance for a storm, with highs into the middle 80s. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The U.S. House has passed legislation authorizing the sale of E15 gasoline year-round. Farm Bureau economist Faith Parham says she's cautiously optimistic.
The House has passed year-round E15, so this is the first step in getting this fully out of the door, but we'll see what the Senate has to do, and then, of course, the president will still have to sign the bill, but it's a meaningful first step here.
And Parham says there was more good news for farmers and ranchers on the biofuels front.
The EPA has finalized their renewable fuel standards for the upcoming years for 2026 and 2027. And so that'll be great for farmers. It's going to be some of the highest renewable volume obligations that we've ever seen under the programs.
Find out more about how biofuels are helping farmers' bottom lines at fb.org. And listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.